Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ireland aligns itself with the statement by the European Union and would like to add the following remarks in a national capacity. I'd like to congratulate you, Mr. Chair, on your assumption of your role as chairman of this open-ended working group, and I assure you of Ireland's full support. I'd also like to thank the panelists for their informative presentations this morning, and also thank UNIDIR and the ICRC for providing details on their working papers this afternoon. Chair, we are all increasingly reliant on space systems and services for our security, including for the effective functioning of our economies and for the well-being of our societies. Satellites and other space-based assets, their corresponding ground segments, play a vital role in our everyday lives. They are also essential for progress in meeting the world's biggest challenges, such as combating climate change and achieving the UN Sustainable Development Goals. The rapid growth in human space activity in recent years, coupled with the increased diversity of space operators, means it's even more important to avoid interference with the equitable access and peaceful exploration and use of outer space. In this context, full compliance with existing international law, combined with a commitment by all actors to responsible behaviour, including by enhancing transparency and confidence-building measures, is an essential starting point. We welcome the opportunity afforded by this open-ended working group to intensify efforts to address challenges in outer space in an inclusive manner. Ireland remains strongly committed to the prevention of an arms race in outer space and to the preservation of a peaceful, safe and sustainable space environment. Mr. Chair, space is a global common good and requires global rules. Ireland stresses the importance of conducting space activities in accordance with international law. The UN Charter, the principal UN treaties on outer space, in particular the Outer Space Treaty itself, and international humanitarian law constitute the cornerstone of international law applicable to outer space. The principles recognised by the UN General Assembly, as well as other related documents and resolutions adopted by it, also contribute to existing norms and standards of behaviour for the peaceful use of outer space. It's Ireland's firm view that space activities must take place within a multilateral, rules-based system. The Outer Space Treaty affirms that international law applies to activities in the exploration and use of outer space and recognises the common interest of all in the exploration and use of outer space for peaceful purposes. If new legally binding instruments or other norms, rules or principles are to be developed, they must be consistent with and should build upon and strengthen the existing legal framework, including IHL. Space diplomacy has established several important norms. However, it has not kept pace with technological development, and there are notable gaps, including with respect to the testing and use of destructive methods against satellites. This is of particular concern to my delegation, since such tests could produce large, long-lasting debris that could have severe consequences. The development and proliferation of anti-satellite weapons, including those launched from Earth, should be addressed by this OEWG. There are particular risks associated with these weapons, and their testing and use can be dangerous and highly destabilizing. All states should refrain from launching anti-satellite weapons, and furthermore, Ireland supports the development of legally binding rules on these weapon systems. Mr. Chair, for the implementation of norms, rules and principles to be effective, there must be trust and confidence between all space actors. Ireland is supportive of transparency and confidence building measures in outer space activities. It would be useful if this OEWG could consider how existing TCBMs could be strengthened, including those elements which form part of the existing legal framework, and to further elaboration and to the further elaboration of TCBMs and how they could be applied. Mr. Chair, in the words of former UN Secretary General Boutros-Boutros-Ghali, outer space is an inherently multilateral domain. If we are to continue to take advantage of the invaluable resources that outer space provides, it is critically important for all nations to work collectively to keep it free from destabilizing conflict and to make it safe, secure and sustainable in the long term for the benefit of all humankind. While outer space affords us great opportunities, increased reliance on the space domain also comes with increased vulnerability. Promoting the safety, security and sustainability across the full range of space activities is vital to safeguard the continued peaceful use of outer space and prevent outer space from becoming a zone of conflict. While working towards the development of legally binding agreements, Ireland believes that voluntary measures constitute a pragmatic way forward at the moment, starting with norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviours through an inclusive process. I can assure you, Mr. Chair, of Ireland's full cooperation in that regard. I thank you.